Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast, Melissa's View, aka Mimi's View. Today, I am talking about believing in the God-given vision and also how infectious worship is. All right, so let's get into it. Me and my mom talked about this before, right? About how when God gives you a vision, right, other people around you may not be able to see it exactly the way you see it. Why? Because God didn't give them the vision that He gave you. So if God gave you a vision, right, trust the vision He gave you and know that everyone around you may not be able to see the vision as clearly as he gave it to you. Again, because he did not give that particular vision to that person, he gave it to you, not to them, right? And that's no shade to them, but God didn't give them the vision that he gave you for whatever he gave you the vision for. And that's just real talk. And like for me, I believe that my podcast will be, truthfully, if I'm being honest, the biggest in the world at some point. Not even at some point. I believe that when people really start listening, my podcast the biggest in the world when people truly start listening to the content, right? Because I want to create an environment where people feel heard, where they feel less alone. I told you, I want my podcast to feel like a big hug, right? That's my goal, my whole goal, my whole purpose, my whole reason that I'm breathing is to let everyone on the planet know, besides myself, besides Melissa, right, that they are not by themselves. And that's my whole goal with this pod, my podcast. And my whole purpose besides that is to just use my voice in any way that I can to bring people together. So that includes my podcast and so many other things. That's what my purpose is. That's what I not only believe for myself, but that's what I know and I see my podcast being huge. I really do. And I see people connecting and just coming together from it. Because I want to facilitate an environment that makes that happen with my podcast. That's what I want to do. And I also want to talk about how infectious, like I said, worship is. I was, shout out to Justin Bieber. If you listened to my pod before, or if you know me, you know I love me some Justin Bieber. And shout out to another person who's also got my heart, which is Chance the Rapper. And shout out to their brotherhood, because I love them. But, I was listening to Where Do I Fit In by Justin Bieber from the Freedom Project that he dropped for Easter. That one, when was it? I think it was a couple of years ago now. But he dropped the Freedom Project for one Easter. And I remember going on YouTube, right? And seeing that Justin had dropped new music, and I freaked out. Like, and let me say this, Justin has always known God, and shout out to his beautiful mom, Patty Millett. I love her so much. I follow her on social. If you know me, you know how much I love Justin Bieber. He's a dream guest of mine. I would love to have on my podcast. I would. It's a dream. It's an absolute dream To have him and to have Chinsong, because I love them both so much. If you talk to anybody, they will tell you that I love Chance the Rapper dearly, and I love Justin Bieber, and I love both of their hearts and both of their spirits. And Justin, I know, even though I haven't met him in person, I feel like his believers, his true supporters, such as myself, we know Justin Bieber. We know his heart. We know that he's always loved God. Is he perfect? No, but no one is. But we know he's always loved God and always known God, even though he hasn't made the best decisions, as we all tend to not do at times, because we all live in a fallen world, right? All of us do, but I know for sure that Justin has always known God. Justin Bieber has always known God. Go back and look at interviews from him when he was a teenager, right? He did an interview with 60 Minutes Australia. He was 17 years old, and he said, I'll never forget in that interview, he said that if you start taking yourself more seriously than you do God, there's a problem. Because the interviewer who was interviewing him was a very nice older gentleman, right? And he was like, Justin, you are undoubtedly the coolest kid in the world. Do you feel like the coolest kid? Justin responded, you do it for the people basically that love your music and not so you could go to your bank account, right? And get money out. And if you start taking yourself more seriously than you do God, there's a problem. And he talked about his faith in that 60 Minutes interview with Australia when he was like 17 years old, right? And same thing with Chance. When Chance released The Big Day, which was about his wedding, the album The Big Day, which I can't talk, y'all. Shout out, amazing album. Y'all know I don't like the edit. I like y'all to get the real and the raw me when you listen, because I don't want perfection. I want real. I want people to feel when they listen to me. I want my podcast to feel like a big warm hug. I want you to feel less alone every time you listen. So I don't really care about editing or anything like that. I want it to be real. I want it to be raw. I want you to hear Melissa and hear Melissa's heart. And I want it to come across what Melissa's trying to do. Because my podcast will be focused on bringing people together and having real, raw, honest conversations with everybody that comes on. And I want everybody to feel comfortable. I want everybody to feel. I want my podcast, when it gets bigger, I want it to be known as a safe space as it grows. For everybody that comes on, my podcast will be a safe space for everybody, no matter who you are, regardless of differences. My podcast will be a safe space for every human being. For as long as we're on this planet, my podcast will be a safe space for everybody. And I'm saying that over and over intentionally, because I want it to be never forgotten. My podcast will be a safe space. My brand will be known as a brand that is about making people feel safe, making everybody feel less alone. And I'm not gonna do nothing that doesn't coincide with my purpose. And what is my purpose? Like I told you guys, it's to Let everyone on the planet know, besides myself, besides Melissa, that they are not by themselves. That's my whole purpose. That's the reason I'm breathing. No other reason other than that is to let everyone on the planet, regardless of who you are, know that you're not by yourself, despite what it may feel like. That's my whole purpose. That is the whole reason I am breathing. No other reason than that. And also, I want to talk about, oh, what I was going to say about Chance before I get to that is, because we talked about Justin, but what I was going to say about Chance is where he was, when his album, The Big Day, was specifically made to celebrate and acknowledge the joy of his wedding, right? I'll never forget the interview that he did with Zane Lowe. Shout out to Zane Lowe. Shout out Zane. Zane is cool, but I'll never forget something that Chance said, because they talked about Kanye. Shout out to Kanye West as well, but shout out to all of them involved. But they were talking about faith, and you know Chance. Chance is very, very open about the fact that he loves God, and I love that. Matter of fact, I love the fact that Chance is a coach on The Voice. I love it because you could tell when something blesses him, like he's not afraid to express it. It's all in his body language. Even before he gets a chance to speak, you could tell when someone using their gift, as far as them singing and performing and being on stage, blesses him. You could tell when it blesses him in rehearsals, and when it's like they get on stage and they bless him and they make him feel something, even when they're on the other teams. You could tell when people just using their gifts blesses Chance tremendously. So shout out to Chance, because if you know me, you know I love me some Chance the Rapper, and I love him and Justin Bieber's brotherhood relationship. It's so dope and it's so beautiful. And I also love how Chance loves on his entire family, from his children to his little brother Taylor. If you know me, you know how much I love Chance the Rapper. So shout out, and him and Justin are like two of my favorite people in entertainment, and really two of my favorite people in the world outside of like any family. They are my favorite people outside of family. Family's a given, of course. You're always gonna love your family, but outside of my family, Justin and Chance are two of my favorite people in this world. Outside of my family, just being real, outside of my family, just as human beings, I love them so much. And if you're a supporter of both of them, you know their hearts, and you know why, and you don't have to stand in front of people to be able to see that these people have good hearts. They're amazing. Are they perfect? No, but nobody is. So shout out to them. But Chance said when he was talking to Zayn, and they were talking about Kanye and how Kanye was, developing and coming into a real, just beautiful relationship with God, basically. And Chance said something so beautiful to Zane. He said, if we can't talk about God, if we can't talk about faith, then why are we talking? And that always stuck with me. He literally said, if we can't talk about God, we can't talk about faith, why are we talking? Like, why are we having a conversation? And I love that. And I remember going back to that part over and over because I think it's so beautiful. And that interview was about his album, the big day that he was on the verge of releasing. And I thought that was so beautiful. If we can't talk about God, if we can't talk about faith, why are we talking? And that just stuck with me. And like I said, I remember rewinding that part over and over. And I say that about him and Justin to say, you don't have to stand in front of these people to know they're good people. Are they perfect? No, but no one is, because they're humans just like the rest of us. And I just love them so much. So shout out to both Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper, because like I said, if anybody knows me, they know how much I love these two people. Like, my family could tell you how much I love Chance and how much I love Justin Bieber. So, yeah. But, like I said, I want my podcast to feel like a hug. And also, I was listening to some worship music this morning, and like, there's nothing more beautiful than when you're listening to worship music and you just get lost in it. Like, nothing makes you feel like worship music makes you feel. Worship music is so infectious. And when you see other people worship, and like when you're able to get lost in just the worship music, there's nothing like that feeling when you're able to get lost in worship. Like, I like to turn my music all the way up because it helps me to get lost in the moment. I just like to get lost. And whatever I do, if I have nothing that, directly needs my attention in that moment, I like to have my stuff all the way up because I like to get lost in the moment. And there's something so beautiful when you allow yourself to just get lost in a moment, like fully, when it comes to worship. Like, let me be real. So when I'm mad or angry, it's hard for me to like open my mouth and say and like want to worship, 'cause I'm mad and angry about whatever the situation is, right? So it's hard for me to do that. But God is so gracious, He keeps me anyway, and that's insane. But yeah, but when you allow yourself to get lost in the moment, get lost in worship, there's nothing more freeing, or there's nothing more beautiful than that. When you truly allow yourself to get lost in worship, I can't even explain what that feels like. When you truly allow yourself to let go, yo, I can't even explain what that feels like. It's just nothing like that feeling. Nothing compares to it. And it's just so beautiful. So whatever you're going through, give it to God. Like, allow yourself to just get lost in the moment of worship and just give it to Him, because He can handle it. And when you allow yourself to get lost in worship, you feel so much better because you feel a weight lifted off your shoulders as you're worshiping. When you truly allow yourself to get lost in the moment. And I think this morning I was thinking, and I was like, I think I was experiencing a little anxiety because I was thinking about school. And although I'm doing really well, you still can experience anxiety when it comes to that. But yeah, when you allow yourself to get lost in the moment of worship, it's like really good. I'm in the midst of the spring semester as far as school goes. It's almost over. I made it on the dean's list last semester. Really trying to make that happen back to back. And I'm thinking about getting my basic certificate in communications, as well as my advanced certificate in communications down the line. My basic requires 18 credit hours, and the advanced requires 13, I mean, not 13, excuse me, 30 credit hours. So my basic certificate in communications, right, requires 18 credit hours, and the advanced requires 30 credit hours. 30 credit hours. The advanced requires 30 credit hours and the basic 18 credit hours. So pray for me. I'm thinking about doing that. That's going to be my journey as it relates to my field, because my field is communication. So I'm really debating on getting my certificate in both. My advanced, like I said, which requires 30 credit hours, and my basic, which requires 18 credit hours in communications. And these are certificates I'm talking about. So pray for me as I think about making that leap and making that decision, because I can start in the fall. As far as that goes. So just pray for me as I think about making that decision, and know that God is good and He will never lead you astray. Like I said, when you get lost in worship, there's nothing like it. And also, like I said, I don't care about clubs or nothing. As far as that, my podcast, I want it to be real. Want it to be raw, want it to be in the moment. And I want you guys to hear my heart and really get Melissa in the moment that I'm recording, like I'm real talk in real life. So, in real time, I said real talk in real time. So, I don't want to come off polished. I want to come off real, raw, and genuine. That's what I want. And like I said, I want my pod to be a safe space for everybody who listens, everybody who will come on, everybody who will continue to come on, because I had guests come on before. And I just want, like I said, my purpose is to let everyone on this planet Earth know that they're not by themselves. Everyone besides myself know that they are not by themselves, no matter what it may feel like or look like. Don't believe the lies of the enemy, because you are not by yourself, and you have a purpose, and you matter to everyone. You matter to me, and you matter to your loved ones. So God bless you. I'm gonna actually pray for you before I get off, but let me do that now. God, I pray that for everyone who will listen to this, you give them what they need, God. You know us through and through. You know us inside out. So therefore, you know exactly what we need, God. And there's no one like you. No one could measure up to you, God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And you know exactly what you're doing. Give us the strength and the ability to just trust you and to be able to constantly lean on you and to know that you will never lead us astray. Give us signs that we need, but also give us the ability to trust you. God, you can do anything. And we thank you for who you are, and we thank you that your mercy and grace are new every morning, and there's nobody like you. We're so grateful to be able to be in a relationship with you, because there's nobody like you, and you will never lead us astray. God, I pray for healing for anybody who has a broken heart right now and is looking for peace or resolution for any situation. God, you can provide everything we need. Every need you supply, every need you will supply. So, God, we thank you, and we count it honor and a privilege just to be able to be in relationship with you, God. We are so grateful. And I want everybody to know, shout out to Pastor Michael Todd of Transformation Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Even though I don't live in Tulsa, y'all know TC is my spiritual home. But shout out to Pastor Mike and Pastor Natalie Todd. Pastor Mike always says it's about progression, not perfection. So thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for your mercy and grace. And I pray that everyone will just have an overwhelming sense of peace and joy that will come over them, not only for the remainder of the day today, but for the rest of the week here on out and going forward. Just an overwhelming sense of peace and joy, and just knowing that if they're going through any difficult times right now, that this too shall pass. This too shall pass, and you are not alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. I love y'all. God bless you.